I'm Steve Scherr. This is The Record.
I'm David Hyde. You should have worn a swimsuit on the bike.
I should have.
Washington State, as you may know, Steve, is expected to rake in more than $190 million in tax revenue from legal marijuana over the next 4 years. And now, more than 100 mayors from across the state have a message from Olympia. Don't take an unfair share of the pot money. In a letter to Governor Jay Inslee last week, the mayors requested a piece of the expected tax dollars. They say they need it to pay for enforcement of the new marijuana law and a crop of other expenses like permitting and public health issues. Tacoma's mayor, Marilyn Strickland, is one of the mayors who signed the letter.
The cities who have decided to comply with the will of the voters should collect revenue on marijuana sales, either at the manufacturing level or the retail level. But also understanding that, you know, we decided to do away with prohibition of marijuana, and this is new territory for everyone. So we have to think about how we can manage this at the local level. So there may be costs associated with code enforcement and compliance. There may be costs to audit and verify business licensing and occupational tax revenues. And there may even be public safety-related fiscal impacts because we may need to look at more community liaison officers to try and help people get through this. So the fact that it's new to us doesn't mean it's just business as usual. We need more resources at the local level.
How much money do you think you need, and is that in some ways based on the number of marijuana retail outlets you're expecting or the number of grow operations? I mean, how do you calculate the amount of money you're going to need?
You know, I don't have a direct calculation, but we're probably looking at somewhere between three and a dozen staff members, and then really just having to see, you know, how our residents and our neighborhoods respond to this. As you may have guessed, you know, just even during the whole conversation about legalization, you know, people have had a myriad of questions ranging from how far will this be from my house, what business district can we locate this in. So, you know, just a lot of unanswered questions, and it's going to take more resources at the local level to try and manage this in a way so it's safe and accessible as intended.
And as you know, Mayor, supporters of the law as written say, look, spending on public safety issues related to pot are actually expected to decrease in the sense that there's no crime associated with marijuana in that sense anymore, except for the black market.
Right.
So when it comes to retail, at least, why do you think Tacoma actually needs more money for law enforcement?
I think because of the stage. So right now, again, this is all new to everyone, and we have to try and figure out how we want to manage this. So we think on the front end, we're going to need more community liaison officers and really just trying to find a way to manage how we get this started. You know, in the long game, we probably will have, decreased crime. But up front right now, we think we need more resources so we can manage this the way the public intended.
Another issue from the perspective of supporters of the law as it was originally written, say, look, a lot of this marijuana tax revenue is going to be earmarked for good things that will help people in Tacoma, like health care, youth drug prevention. What concerns do you have that if the state was to comply with this request for more money, it would divert money away from some of those funds?
You know, I think that overall we just have to try and make sure that revenues are shared in a way that is fair and equitable, and especially respecting those municipalities who decided that they want to respect the will of the voters. And so I'm not concerned about diversion. I just want to make sure that the local municipalities get our share of the marijuana revenues.
Just to sum it up, what would happen if Tacoma doesn't get this tax money if state lawmakers say no?
If state lawmakers say no, we will continue through the Association of Washington Cities to try and get it in the next session or the session after that. But, you know, the consequences, you know, again, this is all uncharted, this is all new territory for us. And so will there be horrible consequences? I can't say that there will be, but again, we want to be able to manage this in a way that works well as people intended, and we want the transition to be smooth. Again, this is new to everyone, and so we think we need more resources on the front end to really ramp up and then find out how it can go when things are smooth.
Marilyn Strickland is mayor of Tacoma. She joined more than 100 mayors from across the state last week asking Governor Jay Inslee and Olympia lawmakers to give cities a cut of the tax revenue from legal marijuana. You're listening to The Record with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde.